shout and iron, hallelujah. A Jericho destroying, hallelujah. For I'm God bless me, really good. May the Lord God bless me, really good. He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless me. Come to somebody and shout it loud. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear. Make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. Make sure that your voice is the voice of a champion. Say anywhere my name is mentioned for evil, fire of God, fight for me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and make that declaration. Let his fire begin to fight. Name we pray. Say every agenda of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, for my life. Can I hear you sing that loud and clear? Backfire in the name of Jesus. Command the agenda to backfire. In the name of Jesus, backfire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I plug my life into the socket of divine power. Can I hear the sister saying it? Brothers, can I hear you say the same thing? Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, plug yourself into that socket of divine power. In Jesus' name we pray. A loud amen. Sing this song loud and clear. Sing from the bottom of your heart. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above Nile. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above Nile.
Yeah.
Listen to me carefully. I am healed, healed, healed. I am healed. I am healed. Hallelujah. I am healed. There is power in the blood of the Lamb. I am healed through Jesus' blood. I am healed, healed, healed. I am healed.
I am healed.
Hallelujah, I am
healed. Hallelujah,
there is power in the blood of the Lamb. I am healed through Jesus' blood. Can I hear you sing it?
I am
healed. I am healed. Hallelujah. There is power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power in the blood of the Lamb. I am healed through Jesus' blood. Can I hear the sister sing now? Brothers, can I hear you sing? And so begin to sing that song.
I am singing it.
The great physician and the great surgeon who does physical and spiritual surgery will begin to move amidst. Will move in the midst of the people. Are you ready now? I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Hallelujah. I am healed. Oh, there is power in the blood of the Lamb. I am healed through Jesus, Lord. I am healed.
I am healed. 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 I am healed. I am healed. Hallelujah. I am healed. Oh, there is power in the blood of the Lamb. I am healed through Jesus' blood.
I am healed.
I am healed. Healed, healed. I am healed. I am healed. Hallelujah. I am healed.
There is power in the blood of the Lamb. I am healed in Jesus' blood.
I am healed.
I am healed. Healed, healed. I am healed.
Something is happening already. Go on, go on. Let the healing power of Jesus begin to flow upon all who are gathered here this day. Every physical and spiritual infirmity, lose your hold. 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 Every physical and spiritual infirmity, lose your hold. In the name of Jesus, Masika Poli Karibo Setayama. Louder. Something is happening here. Yes.
Ben.
Father,
Baba,
we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the covenant blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the victory that was won on the cross of Calvary. We thank you because your word says, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. And so right now, Holy Father, I decree by the decree of heaven, every invisible yoke, every yoke of infirmity, every yoke of the covens, every yoke of familiar spirits, every yoke of the oppressor, every yoke of death and hell upon anyone gathered in this morning service, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, let the yoke be broken now.
Let it be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every agenda of frustration. Every agenda of stagnancy. Every agenda of sadness. Hovering upon any life here. Caging the spirit of anyone here. Break away. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the footsteps of Jesus is now passing by. Weary man for the wound, healing all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer who lay at the pool, he said in this moment, will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Oh, come weary sufferer, oh, come see sick soul. See the life stream is flowing. See the cleansing waves roll. Step into the current and thou shalt be whole. Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Oh, come weary sufferer, oh, come sin soul. See the life stream is full. See the cleansing way flow. Step into the calling and the shine. Power of God is moving from person to person. That's right. Father, as many people as are here, and already the enemy is showing you dreams of being buried. Dreams about tragedy and disaster. Right there where you had this morning, let the pronouncement of the enemy upon your life and the wish of the enemy upon your life be canceled now in the name of Jesus. Check your body now.
If
you brought any infirmity here, vanish when we were praying. Find a way quickly to this altar. Jesus is waiting for you here. There is someone here this morning. It's the grace of God that brought you here. You are already completely finished. Because the enemy has eaten your flesh and drunk your blood. But right there where you are, there is an overruling voice crying upon your life saying, release him, release her. And that voice has made you whole. Find a way to this altar. Don't let the enemy put the problems back. Everybody will now shout this loud and clear.
Whether you want to say career, say career.
You
want to say life, say life.
To badi aye yi, eni aye yi.
You want to say children, say children.
To badi akwe omo yi, eni omo yi.
You want to say business, say business.
To badi akwe owo ile, fi sala fono.
But put something inside.
To badi fin koko sala fono.
Because the angels to do it are already around.
Ni to yipo wankele to fai sishe no wali.
Every embargo.
Bobo ale.
Upon my career.
Lori ise mi.
Your voice is not loud enough.
Oh, you lost okay to.
Sister, shout it loud. Brother, shout it loud. Everybody together now. Just the hand of God is upon our sister. That's right. Receive the touch. 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 Every power that wants you to die, that power must release you now. Release. 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 In the name of Jesus. This is not a day to negotiate.
Oh, joy, do not do that. Call a lady.
Yes.
Benny.
Makatenda ya boshe terabasanta. Ribo sotonde ke ya boshe terabasanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say this the way I'm going to say my own. Without any apology.
Like Toro Gafara.
Any power.
Agbara kagbara.
Sleeping to do me harm.
Tonsun kole pamilara.
Can you say that?
Ewelele.
Can you say it louder than that?
Epo we soke jube lo.
Can you shout it louder than that? Shall not wake up. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it.
It's
a decree. It is a decree. In Jesus' name we pray. Second one is like this. Any power. Flying to harm me.
Tonfo lati pamilara.
Crash land.
For it surely.
Can you shout it loud?
Ekibere.
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree that one.
Thing. You can pass it.
Jesus.
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 In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oroko Jesu lagbadura.
Silence.
Idakeje.
Perfect silence.
Idakeje pipe.
The power of God is about to fall on a sister.
Agbara Olorun fe bale arabirin kan.
Yes.
Beni.
Yes.
Ben.
You as looking on to the face of the Lord to find a husband. But the reason you are not finding one now is because consciously or unconsciously you are spiritually married to your own father. That lady over there, right there where you are, that covenant that has tied you down is broken now.
Listen,
in the name of Jesus. That's the person over there.
Alone.
It's a power sitting on a mat to cast me.
Lati fi mi re.
Can you shout this loud?
Ekigbele.
Die on your mat.
Ku sori eni re.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Open your mouth and declare it.
Elairu ke pasere.
Somebody's been set free. This is why Jesus brought you here. We are not here to negotiate. Name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu la
madura. Thou power.
Iwu agbara.
You are not saying it the way I'm saying my own here.
Eh, sob motivate me.
Those of you at the gallery across looking at me straight, can I hear you shout it?
Eh, yin te wa lori oke lo kan mi je ngbo ke kigbe re.
Of evil carry over. Can I hear everybody shouting that? That voice is too weak.
Oh,
you are a liar. In the name of
Jesus.
Name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father,
Baba,
your word tells us that we will lay our hands on the sick. Physically, spiritual sickness, and they shall recover. Let the power of recovery, the power of healing, the power of deliverance fall upon this answer in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God fall upon this answer in the name of Jesus. Now you will smite any part of your body where you are having trouble. You will smite it 21 times. And
you'll
be shouting, blood of Jesus. Blood of
Jesus.
One.
Any.
Two.
Eight.
Three.
Eta.
Four.
Eri.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Check your body now. Begin to do what you are not able to do before. Check it very well. Once you are able to do what you cannot do before,
and
the pain of stress has disappeared, run quickly to this altar here. Don't let the devil put it back. Everybody raise up your two hands to the heavenlies. Raise up your two hands to the heavenlies. And you will shout with a violent shout. Powers! Against the prosperity of my hands. I bury you now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to bury them. Bury them now.
Ekpe wo sinisi.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu lagbadura.
Raise that hand. Raise that hand.
Ekpe owo na soke.
Father, I pray.
Baba mo gbadura.
At any chain.
Pe sheke sheke yon.
Invisible chain.
I
invisible band.
I want I
invisible handcuff.
I want I
invisible gloves.
I want
on any hands. Let your fire begin to move. To remove them.
Lati kuro.
Shake those hands. Now. Yes.
Ben.
I told you.
Mo wi fun yin.
Shake it off. The chain must be broken. The chain must be broken. The chain must be broken. Amen.
Amen.
This prayer. Adora
yi.
You will say, as I clap my hands,
my
enemies shall flee. In the name of Jesus. Say, as I clap my hands, my enemies shall flee. They shall flee. They shall flee. Do it. Amen.
Amen.
Now silence. Perfect silence. Don't say anything for now. Unless I ask you to talk. By the power that divided the Red Sea. Every conspiracy,
Bogbo Rikishi,
association of darkness that have made it a full-time business to harass you.
Lati ma yoyinlenu.
This morning,
loro yin,
is their expiry date.
Oni ojo lo pide ba won.
Don't say anything for now.
Ema so nkokon.
This morning is their expiry date.
Owuro yin ni o pide ba won.
So anyone here,
tori na ni
who has been losing things this year, before this year runs to an end, let the angels that are stationed around here now begin to bombard them
with the anointing of uncommon recovery. Let your power begin to move. Let the wind of your power begin to blow. Let your power begin to move. Let the wind of your power begin to blow. Let your power begin to move. Let the wind of your power begin to blow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Take a song of praises while you remain standing. I'll sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Kings. Any song of praises. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let there be glory and honor and praise. Glory and honor to Jesus. Let there be glory. Let there be honor, glory and honor to you. Let there be glory. This day, lay your hands upon our lives in Jesus' name. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Today, in our school on Sunday,
we are
looking at what I call God's dangerous book. God's dangerous book.
Ewe Olorun to lewu.
God's dangerous book.
Ewe Olorun to lewu.
In Hebrews chapter 4.
Ninu we Hebrew ori kerin.
Verse 12.
Ese kejila.
Hebrews 4:12.
Ewe Hebrew ori kerin ese kejila.
He says this.
Okabai.
For the word of God is quick.
Nitori Olorun ye.
And powerful.
O si le agbara.
And sharper.
O si mu.
Than any two-edged sword.
Ju idakida oloju meji lo.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
O si nguni ani titi de pinpin okan ati emi.
And of the joints and marrow.
Ati orike ati ora
ile gugun. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
O si ni olumo iru inu ati ete okan.
Captured in that singular verse.
Ninu ese kono yi.
Is everything the Bible stands for.
Ni o gbogbo ti Bibeli duro fun wa.
It is quick.
Olagbara.
It is powerful.
omu.
It is sharp.
Omu juida.
Meaning that it's dangerous.
Eto tumo si pe o lewu.
It's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Omu juida kida oloju meji.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
O sin guni ani ti de pin pin okan ati emi.
And of the joints and marrow.
Ati orike ati.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the earth.
O sin ni olumo eru ati eti okan.
It captures everything about the Bible that you are carrying in your hand.
Gbogbo ohun ti Bible ti e gbe lowo duro fun lo wa ninu ese yi.
To have a Bible is a great responsibility.
Lati ni Bible ojuse to se pataki ni.
Although the Bible is the best book sold.
Both le ye pe Bible je iwe to dara ju to wa lori ete.
The widely sold book is the Bible.
Iwe ti awon eyan ra ju lo laye ohun ni Bible.
But yet it is neglected. Only a few people read the Bible. Only a few people benefit from the Bible. Only a few people drink the milk and honey of the Bible. Those who understand the secrets. Sometimes when you look at them, it's as if they just made this world for them. But no, what they have done is they understand the mystery of the world. I was somewhere last Sunday.
Mo wa ni ibe kan ni ojo Sunday to koja.
I was telling them.
Be mo wa nso fun won.
When we were in junior Sunday school in those days.
Be nigba ti a wa nile eko ojo simi ti awon mojisi nigba na.
They taught us a song.
Won ko wa ni orin kan.
Read your Bible, pray every day. You will grow.
Ko se gbadura ni ojojumo o si dagba.
Read your Bible, pray every day. You will grow. Grow.
Ka Bibili re ko se gbadura lojojumo o dagba. O dagba.
Grow. You will grow. Grow. Read your Bible, pray every day. You will grow. Grow. Then they teach you the reverse. Don't read your Bible, forget to pray, you will shrink. Don't read your Bible, forget to pray, you will shrink. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word
orore
settled
kale
is settled in heaven.
Orore kale lorun
is not settled here.
Ki se laye lo ti kale.
Settlement is not here.
Ikale re ko si ninu aye.
The settlement is that you can bribe somebody to go and remove the foundation.
To ba je pe ikale re nile aye lo wo le be eyan ko mu ipele re kuro.
That word
oni lai oluwa
is settled in heaven.
Orore kale le orun.
The best book to read is the Bible.
Iwe to dara lati ka ohun ni Bibeli.
You need to read that Bible and pray every day.
Oyeke ka Bibeli ke si ma gbadura lojojumo.
A day you spend without reading the Bible is a waste.
Ojo teni o ba lo lai ka Bibeli ojo ohun o fi sofo ni.
The quiet time you are doing without reading your Bible is a waste.
Akoko idakeje te se lai ka Bibeli yin e fi sofo ni.
God takes this word so seriously.
Olorun fi owo dandan mu awon oro wonyi.
In Psalm 138 verse 2 he says he has exalted his word above his name.
To be no re David keji din ni ogoje o so pe o gbe oro re ka ju oro re ju oruko re lo.
Plenty of people who come to Mountain of Fire, plenty of pastors in Mountain of Fire who can call prayer points, who can do deliverance, but they don't know the Bible.
Pupo ni awon to wa sori oke nu ati se iyanu pupo ni awon oluṣagu to wa ni yin ton le sise etu sise ton le gba adura sugbon ti won o mo to wa ninu Bibeli.
If you have been born again for at least 1 year,
ti e ba ti de atunbi o kere ju bi fun odun kan,
I expect you to know a minimum of 26 memory verses.
Ireti mi ni pe o ti mo bi ese oro Olorun bi 36 sori.
If you are learning 1-1 in 2 weeks,
iyan te ba nko okokan ni ose meji,
in 1 year you will learn 26.
Ni odun kan e o ti ko bi 36.
I expect you to know that. Many don't know above Psalm 23.
Pupo ni won o mo jo ni David 23 lo.
Oh, 35 is the warfare is.
Tabi ori 15 to ba je pe ogun le mo won.
Or Genesis 1.
Tabi we Genesis ori kini.
But they don't really know the word of God because they don't sit down to read it.
Sugbon won o mo oro Olorun to di pe won o faye sile lati joku lati ka.
The Bible.
Bibeli.
is the most important book in the world.
Oni iwe to se pataki julo lori ile aye.
Ordinary 10 commandments that the Bible has written.
Ofin mewa ti Bible ko sile.
The people of the world have written 22 million laws on ordinary 10 commandments.
Awon to wa ninu aye won ti ko awon ofin miran lati nu ofin mewa e to lo bi million lona meji ona mejilelogun.
The Bible says
Bible wi pe
by the word of the Lord
nipa oro Olorun
were the heavens made
ni a se da awon orun
and all the host of them
ati gbogbo awon to wa ninu re
and by the breath of his mouth
ati nipa emi imu re.
The Bible says he upheld all things by his word.
Bible so pe o gbe ohun gbogbo kale nipa oro re.
It said the grass withered.
Oni koriko ama redan.
The flower filled.
Awon ododo wa ma redan.
But the word of the Lord abided forever.
Sugbo oro Olorun yo wa titi.
The grass withered.
Koriko ro.
The flower filled.
Awon ododo na ro dan.
The word of the Lord abided forever.
Oni sugbo oro Olorun yo wa titi.
It says heaven and earth shall pass away.
Oni orun ohun aye yo koja.
But my words
sugbon kan
shall not
ninu oro mi
pass away.
Ki yo koja lo.
Praying without the word of God makes you an easy target for the enemy.
Bi gbadura lai si oro Olorun ninu re a je ko je nti ota o ma le pa re.
Praying without knowing your Bible, without knowing it is written.
Bi gbadura lai mo pe a ti ma lati ma so pe a ti ko pe
it is written is what makes the devil to flee.
Ati ko pe o lo ba mu ki esu sa.
What I'm telling you this morning is this.
O na ti mo so fun ni oro yi ni.
The earlier you commit yourself.
Bo ti yara si fun yin lati
to regular standard systematic reading of the Bible the better for you.
Fi araji lati ma ka Bible ni ona to ni eto ninu. Ben yo ti dara fun yin.
This Bible you are carrying in your hand.
Bible te gbe le owo yin.
No other book has the power to change life like that book in your hand.
See we miran laye to le agbara ti yi aye eniyan pada bi Bible te gbe lowo yin.
When you go to primary school,
nipa te ba lo si le
we. You go to secondary school,
e lo si le we grammar.
You go to the university,
e lo si le we university.
All you are going there to do,
o gbogbo te lo se ni ibe,
is the words of teacher to change your life.
O ni owo oro awon oluko ni lati yi aye yin pada.
The words of a teacher would turn a person to a doctor.
Oro ti awon oluko
the words of a teacher turns a person to a lawyer. But it's the word of God that can change your total life. It will change you inside out.
So,
but the word of God is quick. I'm powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Flesh and marrow. And is a designer of the thoughts and intents of the earth. This is why any nation where they have been reading the Bible, it's impossible to mentally and physically enslave them.
Nitori na lo se je pe orile ton ba n ka bibeli o nira lati ko won leru yara nipa ti opo abi nipa ti emi.
And you can read through the whole of the Bible in 56 hours.
Se ba se de ka se de o se se fun lati ka bibeli ton ni wakati merinde ni ogo lokota.
Three chapters every day.
Se ba ka ori iwe bibeli meta lojojumo.
5 chapters on Sunday.
Tabi ori iwe bibeli marun ni ojo
Sunday. Finish the Bible in a year.
Ni ani odun kan ele pari kika bibeli.
If you have been born again for 2-3 years or been coming to Mountain of Fire 2-3 years, you have not read through the Bible, then you are not doing very well.
Ti e ba ti di atun bi odun meji si meta te n wa sunday oke nu ati se yan bi odun meji si meta te o ti ka bibeli ja e o ti de bi kokon.
The Bible is a spiritual microscope.
Bibeli o je iwe ayewo fini fini ti emi.
It makes you to see things the way you should see.
A je ke ri nkan bo ti ye ke ri.
In the history of the world,
ninu itun aye,
there have been about 95 great men.
Awon eniyan nla nla to lokike bi 95 lo
wa down the century.
Jake jado gbogbo ipele aye
95 that you can call great men.
Awon eniyan to lokire bi 95 lo wa.
87 of these men
meta de ni adorun ninu awon eniyan won
yi were followers of the Bible.
Won je eni tin tele igbe kale bibeli.
I want you to understand
that
this book in your hand
that you
are not taking seriously,
that
sometimes you even abandon reading
it, is
a disaster that you are not doing so. A pastor went to the house of his member. And he wanted to say, okay, let us pray. So bring the Bible. Let's share one or two words before we pray. And the mommy called the son. Sunday. Go and bring that book we used to read. Sunday came. With a book. The story of tortoise. Man, I said, not this one, the Bible.
Mommy,
but we don't read it. This is the one we read every night. We don't read it. When you do not read the Bible, you do not memorize the Bible, your spiritual man will be weak. There is an advantage in memorizing scriptures. If you keep memorizing scripture, you keep reading it, it enters into your spirit man. So if by any chance they want to attack you spiritually in your dream, you should have consciousness to quote the Bible you've learned against those powers. And let me tell you one secret. If you have that consciousness and you coach the word of God, there is no power that can withstand those words. This is a serious matter. I was sharing this again someone on Sunday. It was when Mountain of Fire first started in Oldia Baru. That this sister joined us. She's still a Mountain of Fire now. But what made her to join the Mountain of Fire? On our wedding day, our demonic mother-in-law brought a pot of water from the village and insisted she must wash her legs in that water before she entered her husband's house. She refused. Say, mommy, I don't know where you are bringing water from. What kind of water is this? I can't wash my legs. And the woman said, for daring to disobey me, I will show you. Day one of the wedding, she was sleeping beside her husband. And this mother walked into the room through the wall. She was paralyzed to the bed, she could not stand. So the woman just put hand in her womb area. And her hand entered into her womb the way a hot knife went into butter. And she took out her womb like this and went out. And so for 12 years she ran elta sketa. She could not conceive. She was okay. Everywhere they did medical tests, it was perfect. That's what brought her to the Mountain of Fire. I'm praying for somebody here. Every gluing enemy, the enemy that has glued to you, let the power of God unglue them in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of domestic witchcraft against the life of anyone here, let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Let her amen roar like thunder. She started coming to our meetings. She started learning the word of God. She started learning the Bible. One day she prayed the prayer of know the secret. And she had a dream. In the dream, mama came back with the womb in her hand. After 12 years, the womb was
dripping blood. And she said, I want my womb back. Give it back to me. And I said, why should I give it back to you? He said, because it is written, but upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the children of Jacob shall possess their possession. This womb is my possession. I must get it back. And then it is also written, associate yourself with you people, and you shall be scattered. Speak the word, you shall not stand. Take counsel together, you shall come to nothing. So give me my womb.
Mama
said no. You have quoted two scriptures. Where are they written? She did not know. She was quoting it. I said, well, sir, I can't listen to you. And she walked out again with the woman. When the sister woke up from that dream, she now took her Bible more seriously. She began to read, to meditate, to put in her head. And the Bible is such a good book. Every battle you face, there are scriptures for it. Anybody who is facing the battle, just memorize the scriptures that have to do with that battle. And begin to rehearse. So she memorized those things. She prayed again. Again, Mama came back. Again with the womb. But this time she was ready for her. When she said, why is it written? So
please.
Why is that written? So
please.
Quickly. She handed over the womb. It was that month she got pregnant. That very month she got pregnant. Because of the power in the word of God. This is a serious matter. And it's a matter that is making the heart of God to cry and to weep. That he has given us a powerful weapon which we do not use. Anybody who is seeking for healing, if you gather all the healing scriptures, begin to rehearse it, begin to meditate on it, it becomes part and parcel of you, part and parcel of you. And the healing virtue will just be flowing to you. You can read many books. But the Bible is the only book that reads you. Other books are for information. The Bible is for transformation. It transforms a life. Once your Bible is dusty, dusty Bible will lead to dusty and dirty lives. Many people who are misbehaving, and they have no strength to prevent the enemy from attacking them. Because their knowledge of the Bible is abysmally poor. Monumentally poor. God's dangerous book. The Bible is like road sign. Road sign.
Where
they put sign on the road. Slow down. Narrow bridge.
Afara Torowa.
Train cross.
Railway cross.
This sign. Bible is like road sign. You don't have to pay attention to it if you don't care what happens to you. Just like road sign. You may decide when they say narrow bridge, slow down. If you don't care what happens to you,
then
start running. The Bible is like that. That's why it's a dangerous book. A two-edged sword.
two edged sword. With it, you can defeat the enemy. With it, you will stand in the day of judgment. And they will ask you, is this what this book asks you to do? If Jesus was to be in your position now, is this what Jesus would do?
Say,
I'm sorry, but that would be too late. Then. Did this book not tell you that it's hellfire? They will query you according to what is written in the book. The judgment shall be carried out according to what is in that book. And this is it leaves nobody out. If God could discipline Moses, who spoke to him face to face, nobody is above the word of God. Nobody is above the word of God. To master the Bible, the Bible too will master you. And when God has put his law down, his law, this book, will last longer than those who are breaking it. It's a great responsibility to hold the Bible. Generation go, generation come, the Bible still lives. Nations rise and fall, the Bible still lives. The Bible has been scorned, torn, burnt, cursed, hated, despised, but is still living. Doubted by people, saying that it will soon disappear, misconstrued, misstated, it is still living. And it will continue to live while other books have been thrown into the fire. There is this poem about the Bible. Listen. The Holy Bible. This book contains the mind of God. The state of man. The way of salvation. The doom of sinners. And the happiness of believers. Its precepts are binding. Its history is true. His decisions are unchangeable. Read it to be wise. Believe it to be saved. And practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you. It contains food to support you. It contains comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map. Here is paradise restored. Heaven is open. And it closes the gate of hell. Christ is the grand subject in the book. Read it slowly, frequently, regularly, and prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of glory, a river of pleasure. The book. The book of books. The book of life. The book of God. The Bible is the revelation of God to man. Warnings. This book will keep you from sin. Or sin will keep you from the book. Reading and confessing this book will terrify the devil. It will stupefy the rebellious. It will mystify the world. It will edify the church. And it will
to glorify the Lord and to give you the victory you desire. The truth and the blunt truth
is
a majority of Christians are biblically illiterate. They don't know the word of God at all. Going to Bible college does not make you a Bible reader. Doing a Bible course does not make you a Bible reader. You still have to sit down and read it by yourself. You say, but I don't know what to read and how to read. This is why you have daily guide. Books, anointed diaries. That you tell me, read this on Monday, read this on Tuesday, read this on Wednesday. That's why you have devotionals. So you can read. Unfortunately, many churchgoers are completely ignorant about the Bible. January 1 is coming now. Many people will make New Year resolution.
But
this year, I want to read the Bible through this year.
They're
tracking to start. Then they abandon it midway. Some even feel that the best place for the Bible is under the pillow. Some only carry the Bible when they are afraid. Some open to Psalm 23 and sleep on it like pillow. Many have small, big, giant Bibles, but they don't read them. Some even insult God by coming to church without a Bible. Some say they don't have time. But the truth is that if any man falls down and dies today, that work you are doing that you say you don't have time, somebody else will replace you tomorrow. I used to fall asleep. I used to get bored. I don't know where to read. All these are just excuses. Because it's a dangerous book. The devil knows the advantage and disadvantages. So he tries not to make people read it. He will pick the words of God away from their hearts. And this is a very serious situation. I'm praying for you here. That, like the parable of the sower, that the devil comes to steal from the heart of people, that the devil will not steal from your heart anymore in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen be loud and clear. You see, our generation is a generation of non-readers. We are book blind. Particularly black people, they don't like reading. Whereas, what reading the Bible can do for you is more than laying of hands. It's more than fasting. It's even more than what prayer can do for you. What it can do for you. Because it will open your mind. So are you here today? And you have a Bible reading infirmity. You need to be honest with yourself. And cry to the Lord for a change. And start today. Some people try during 70 days to read the Bible through during those 70 days, but they stop halfway. Do you have the Bible reading infirmity? Maybe you hate reading. It's an infirmity. You don't like to study it. It's an infirmity. You are an epileptic reader. You read today, you don't read tomorrow. You read today, you don't read tomorrow. It's a Bible reading infirmity. Maybe you just read
once or twice a year. Or you just carry only your Psalm and New Testament. It's a Bible reading infirmity. You don't have interest in it at all. You are using it to decorate your bag. Or you are always bored when you carry the Bible. Or you have converted that Bible to a sleeping tablet. Anytime you don't find sleep, you carry the Bible, then you sleep off. You have tried, you can't read through the Bible. It's a Bible reading infirmity. Or you're a procrastinator. I will do it. 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 It's a Bible reading infirmity. I'm too old. Nobody is too old to study the Bible. I have memory failure. If you start reading the Bible, your memory will come back. Or you read Bible, but you don't meditate. You don't retain anything, you don't meditate. It's a very serious situation. But let me tell you the truth. If you will spend quality time reading this book, you'll be amazed at what will happen. There was a man called Professor Brahmin Scholar. Professor Brahmin Scholar was in the marketplace one day.
Professor Brahmin Scholar was loja lojo kan.
And somebody was preaching the gospel. He listened to that person. He was very angry. Because he felt the person was talking absolute nonsense. And that what he was saying was bloody superstition. So he decided. He went and bought a copy of the Bible. He wanted to study it so that he can go and prove to them that what they were saying was wrong. Professor Brahmin Scholar studied that Bible for 13 years.
Professor Brahmin Scholar,
by the time the man will finish studying the Bible for 13 years, he had become a preacher himself. By the time he finished reading it, instead of going to criticize the people he wanted to criticize, he now started looking for them to tell them that what they were saying was not enough, that they should add more, that the thing is greater than what you are saying. If you will read the Bible, angels will visit you. Jesus too will visit you.
Yes, no,
you will be anointed. You will be upgraded. You will be promoted. You will be lifted. And you begin to understand mysteries. If you now become a Bible reader, and then you combine that Bible reading with prayer, there is no power that can overcome
you.
If there is any lapse that people have, especially in present day Christianity, a lot of Christians lack knowledge of the Word of God. They lack knowledge of the power in the word. They do not meditate on that word. They study it sometimes to just go and preach at others. They memorize it just display to people. At the family prayer meeting, nobody reads the Bible. There is no memory exercises of the Bible. Make up your mind. Another year is coming. God is crying out that these people are neglecting my dangerous book. And to neglect the book means that on the last day, the book too will stand against you.
in the church I pastored many years ago, not Martin of
Fire.
We were small in size. So I made it compulsory. Bible memorization. Read this one. Read that one. Read that one. When you get to church in the morning, before we start the service, Mama, stand up, you read. Auntie, stand up, you read. You read. They complained against me. They were not happy. This man who has gotten PhD is here and wants to turn everybody to a student all at once. But they were doing it. Because I was embarrassing them. I could ask you to stand on your chair. They were doing it. But one day something happened that made my job very easy. One of the women in church was working in a clinic. Trying to run a girl. A girl wanted to deliver a baby. And this pregnant girl was admitted to the hospital. But at night, around 3 a.m., when she carried out a ward check, the tummy of the girl was flat. No baby. Where is your baby? So she started screaming. Yeah? What kind of thing is this? How can your tummy be this flat? You came here with big tummy. I said, Mama, don't make noise. Don't make noise. Calm down. Don't make noise. Calm down. Listen. Don't shout now. Listen. The baby has gone for a meeting. She will soon be back. So don't make noise. The woman knew that there was trouble. By 5 a.m., the tummy was big again. The baby was back. She now tried to discharge her. Say,
look
for another hospital. Leave this place. But she didn't leave. She delivered the baby there. She thought that was the end of the battle. Until she went home. And a giant creature walked into her sitting room.
Said,
You have the audacity to deliver somebody we have held. You are in trouble today. And the thing began incantation. Mama does not know incantation. The only thing she remembered was the memory verses I was forcing them to learn. So as this creature started incantation, Mama responded with scripture. So no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Any tongue that rises against me in judgment, I will condemn. By the time Mama quoted 3 scriptures, the giant creature was on the floor. I'm praying for you that the power to plug yourself into the power of the world will fall upon you in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet now. Rise to your feet now. All eyes closed. Rise to your feet. And right there where you are, those of you who are guilty of handling the Bible carelessly, you don't read it, you don't meditate on it, you don't know memory verses, you don't know anything, it's a very sad situation. And one thing that makes me sad here is because we are unable to do our Sunday school the way it should be done. Sunday school normally is supposed to be 10, 15 people in classes. But right now, we put a single teacher at the front.
And even when the teacher begins to teach us, some people are still sleeping at home.
Nigbati oluko ba si nko wa leko ni won, mi ran si nsun ni ile won.
Proper Sunday school.
Ile eko ojo isimi to
10 people.
Eyan mewa.
15 people.
Eyan mewa
with one teacher.
Ninu isori koko pelu oluko.
As it's done.
Be lo se ka se.
But because of our size, we couldn't do that.
Sugbon to pa po ni ye ni a o le se be.
And that is not helping many people. But the way
lowo,
you can help yourself is
a
personal development using the word of God. And studying the scriptures. Deep study of the scriptures. Learning the principle of it is written. Anytime the devil talks to Jesus, it is written.
Say,
you convert this stone to become bread.
Say,
it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. They jump down from the building. It is written. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
It is written.
When you say that it is written, the devil flees. Bow down your heads. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your weakness in Bible reading and memorization.
For
your weakness in reading the word. Weakness in meditating in the word. Talk to the Lord yourself. Amen.
Amen.
You know, a song they taught us in those days too.
Say,
the best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. Yes, the best book to read is the Bible, and that is completely true. Can you shout this loud and clear? The Bible says, some receive the seed, but satanic birds pick them up from their hearts. You are going to bind every satanic bird assigned to steal the word from your heart. You have to bind every evil bird that makes it difficult for you to delve into the word of God. Say, birds of darkness, assign against my spiritual life.
Turn your leg.
Die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that one. Sing this song with fire in your heart. Before you go home today, sing it with fire and with power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Send down revival, Lord. Let it start within my soul. Holy Ghost revival.
Pentecostal. Send down revival, send down revival. Let it start with payment. Hallelujah. Send down revival. Hallelujah. We come before you.
Baba wa siwaju yin.
Put the hunger and the thirst
ati ogbe
for your word into our hearts. In the name of Jesus, make us Bible readers. Make us those who meditate on the word of God. Your word is quick and powerful. Let the power in that word envelop our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, every prayer request, answer them by fire.
In
Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace of fellowship.